Brad, you can't.
Okay, we need to stick to the agenda. We need to stick to the agenda. What is your point of point of information, Ms. Cassidy?
Yes. I want to ask if please, Madam Chair, we can all be treated the same way, because I heard during this vote some people making commentaries, and when we make some commentaries, we are being, you know, admonished. I hope that whatever is applied evenly to all of us. Is that possible, Madam Chair?
Yes, it is being Yes, it is being applied evenly, and why would you be making commentaries when you're supposed to be voting in the first place? And I put that question to everybody on this board. Yes, no, present not voting, abstention. That's all you should be saying during a vote.
Maybe somebody should hear the recording. Maybe somebody should listen.
This is enough for conversation. That's fine. You'll hear a lot of commentary from a lot of, actually many of the same folks. So, yeah.
So, we have 10 minutes on item 5. We're starting at
10.
Anybody want to motivate that?
I'm sorry?
Anyway,
somebody has to make the motion. What's the motion? Point of order, Nancy Sorden.
Thank you, Ms. Sorden. What's the motion? Mr. Secretary, could you read it, please?
Who's presenting it?
I'll present it.
Can you read the motion, please?
Yes, I can do the motion. Whereas the national office has been driven into a state of deterioration and dysfunction to a great degree by the significant absence of central service payments from several stations, totaling a deficit of $800,000 over the past 2 years, and whereas the national office is currently having to address financial burdens and emergencies which has been hidden, ignored, or left unaddressed for many years, and now threaten the very existence of the foundation, therefore, be it be resolved that all station managers are hereby given the mandate to manage their stations as necessary to successfully generate enough revenue to pay the following 3 expenses each month in full and on time. The 3 items are the staff payroll, health care costs, and allocated central service payments. In Fargo's, it is understood that income and expenses are not fixed and fluctuates from month to month, and therefore a station should develop a reserve to use when income is lower than fulfilled this obligation. It is also understood that by joint consent, the ED and the CFO can grant an exemption for that month to a station that cannot meet its payroll or health care expenses with the commitment that the station will make good on omitted payments in subsequent months. As income may not be sufficient to keep up with all the expenses, general managers and business managers must report all outstanding deficits, payments that are in arrears, and bills that cannot be paid due to lack of revenue. These reports must be accurate and complete without any omission and must be updated every month. If a general manager of a station repeatedly fails to accomplish these obligations, they will be subject to evaluation and disciplinary action, including filing of reprimands and possible suspension without pay and or termination. General managers that can meet these obligations without major neglect of other bills will likewise be properly and publicly acknowledged. The first month of this policy begins enforcement will be July of 2017. So that is the motion passed by the Finance Committee.
Nancy Sorden to
Catherine for the
stack.
Somebody keep into this. All right.
May I?
Catherine for the. Did you get my name?
May I move
okay,
the motion?
Okay, Alex.
Baki?
Okay, Alex.
No, Nancy was first. Nancy was first. Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah,
Hold on. Mr. Secretary, can you read this back, please? Go ahead.
No. Sabrina. This was a motion made by the Finance Committee, so Alex was the Chair of Finance. I'm going to take and motivate it. You have Nancy and Catherine. So Alex, you can motivate
okay,
it.
Okay, 242 again. 242 again.
Hello? I want to speak in favor of this motion. Madam Chair, can you please call a meeting to order so I can speak?
Thanks. Calling the meeting to order, Mr. Secretary. We have, hold on 1 second, Mr. Steinberg. How many, who do we have for and who do we have against? Two against, Mr. Secretary. We have Alex Steinberg from the Finance Committee motivating it, and we also have who else?
Nancy Stoughton and Catherine. And anybody else?
Jane Roberts.
I spoke before Nancy.
Serene, okay.
Sam on the back.
Okay.
Free.
All right.
We already have 2-4. Point of order, we already have 2-4, Alex and Catherine.
Okay, motivating speaker doesn't count. Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, go ahead.
I'd like to speak in favor of this motion. It was brought before the Finance Committee as a suggestion of Sam, CFO. I think the motion makes sense insofar as it makes the individual station managers accountable for payment of central services. We do understand that there are difficulties that get in the way, and we have made a provision for a method of dealing with that. And we do understand that stations also have to pay their bills and so on. So we're not neglecting any of that. We're simply trying to create a rule and some priorities about payment to central services. Central services is absolutely a necessary part of the operation of Pacifica. And as we have seen, when central services are starved, we pay mightily for that. One of the problems we've had and that a lot of people are complaining about is that we're not getting our CPB funding. Well, the reason for that may have a lot to do with the fact that Central Services has been starved of staff for quite a while. And in order to catch up and get our audits together, we need some regular cash funding for the national office. So thank you. Those are my remarks.
Okay.
Sorry, Nancy?
Yes, I would like to speak against this motion and offer a substitute motion, which I'm sending right now. Number one, my objections are that the first two whereases are they need some work. Part of the first one is an assumption that says that it's due to lack of central services when it's due to a variety of other reasons. National office not raising its own money, lack of CPB money, in addition to not having central services. But not having central services is, you know, the central service debt is almost equivalent to the CPB deficit. It's actually smaller than the CPB deficit that we have experienced. So I would like that clause to be removed, and I would also like the second one to be removed because it's not ready for prime time, because it's not the fact that it says these things have been hidden, ignored, and left unaddressed for many years is not true. They have not been hidden. They've been discussed and tried to be addressed, but they haven't been able to be addressed, like, because they haven't had enough money. So I would like those two whereas clauses to be removed until they can be reworked. And then I would also Let me get my motion. Does everybody have it yet?
No.
So it was, and also, because the majority of our expenses, our budgets, were created when we had CPP funding. That was a significant part of our budget, and our union labor contracts were based on CPB funding. That I would like the last
10 seconds.
I'd like the last
10 seconds
to be when it will be get enforcement when the CPB funding has been secured, allocated, and sent to the stations. And I would also like a clause in there about the only, you know, that the general manager has to have a 20-hour per week business manager to help him with this, and also that the cost for remaining on the air be included in the central.
Okay, Ms. Gordy, we got your motion. You have an email.
I just want to say,
the next person, who's next on the stack? Mr. Secretary, who's next on the stack?
Against?
Please report to Board Member Steinberg.
What is your point of order,
Mr. Steinberg?
My point of order is that Ms. Sorden, who is a member of the National Finance Committee and was in attendance the last meeting, knew this motion was coming before the Pacifica National Board for the last 10 days. She had plenty of time to submit in writing a substitute motion. Why is she submitting it now at the last second?
Because if somebody
else... I just got the agenda yesterday. I didn't know it was going to be on the agenda. And I have been working.
I am calling this meeting to order. Everybody stop, okay? I'm also on the finance committee. This went through. This did go through the finance committee, and you did know that it was going to the CMB, Ms. Sorden. You were on that call. I heard you.
Point of personal privilege, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
The fact is, I did not know this was going to be on the agenda, okay? Maybe I should have, but I didn't know it was going to be on the agenda. And I wait, can I please finish my point of personal privilege?
Sure.
People amend emotions all the time in the middle of a meeting. What's wrong with amending this right now? People do it all the time. Why are you objecting to an amendment being brought to this right now? People do it on the spur of the moment all the time. Why are you objecting to me doing that right now?
Complete waste of time.
Mr. Steinberg, would you like to answer that question?
I object for the same reason you have objected to other people presenting motions at the last minute. And if you're saying you didn't know this was going to be on the agenda of the Pacifica National Board, I would like to ask you, when did you first join the Pacifica National Board? Was it yesterday? I think you
forgot. I'm going to call you to order, Mr. Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg. You're being called to order, Mr. Steinberg. Mr. Secretary, who's next on the stack, please? Who's next on the stack, please? Ms. Sorden, you've had your time. Now, who's next on the stack?
Who's next on the stack, Mr. Secretary? Catherine?
You are out of order. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Catherine?
Thank you.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Thank you. I had a chance to look at this motion, and I have concerns about it. My primary concern is I don't understand what it changes, except that I see some punitive things.
What's
there,
the vote on the amendment?
I'm not clear.
You have to stop. You have to point of order. Point of order. You can't. You got to vote on the amendment.
We're not voting. You were still taking statements among person on the staff.
Hold on a second. We are taking 2-4-2 against. Now you stop. Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
Order.
Calling you into order, Ms. Gordon. Stop.
Point of order. This is Grace Aaron.
Sabrina, that's not how you do it.
That's correct.
It's not how it's
there was a substitute.
Not a court.
There's a substitute.
You're not doing the.
This is a substitute motion. It needs a second, and that should be discussed and voted on. This is a point of order. Nancy Sorden's correct. She put forward a substitute motion. If it's seconded, it can be discussed and voted on. If it passes, it substitutes for the main motion.
But it's a second.
Don't defense on a privilege, Madam Chair. So we have to go to a vote on Ms. Sorden's
Madam Chair. Point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege, Ms. Gassanieff?
Madam Chair, I'm asking from before for a point of procedure to explain something. You don't open the floor to me, but immediately Grace Aaron and I...
Because I didn't hear you, okay? Nothing personal.
You need to let me finish what I'm trying to say. You don't have the right to talk over me. If you give me
yes,
the
yes, I do, but go ahead.
Stop
yes, I do. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
I have the courtesy to listen. Thank you. I'm trying to say the same, and you don't give the floor to anybody else. Grace Aaron, give the floor. Like I said, I agree with what she's saying, but you need some of your people to make the point in order to go ahead. That is not fair.
Sabrina, I have a point of order. This is Jonathan.
We have.
Are you done, Miss? Hold on. Let's make sure Miss Castaneda is done. Are you done?
I'm trying to say. No.
Okay, number one, these are not my people, okay? I'm a member of the board just like you are. And as far as the cacophony of voices going on and on and on, I don't know how you expect me to hear when you're constantly yelling and screaming, dilatory, me, out of order.
What do you mean?
So that's why I didn't hear your point of procedure, okay? What is your point
Madam
of order,
Chair?
Mr. Chair? Go ahead. Yes, what is your point of order, Mr. Chair?
I simply was mistaken.
That's what you're doing. You're saying it again.
It's hard for us to talk, and it's why we have to use software to make it so everybody can speak. I simply wanted to state that a point of privilege pertains to noise, personal comfort, etc. It may interrupt only if it's necessary. Thank you.
Only if it's necessary. Okay.
And it has to pertain, points of personal privilege pertain to, you know, a certain category of items. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we have Ms. Sorden's amendment to Mr. Steinberg's motion from the Finance Committee on the floor right now, so we have to go to a vote.
May I motivate?
Sorry?
We debate the substitute.
Okay, so we got to go 2-4-2 against with the substitute.
Right.
So who do we have for it, Ms. Sorden's amendment?
Me. I'd like to motivate Nancy.
Okay, well, you're going to motivate, but who do we have? 2-4-2 against. Who do we have? Anybody want to
speak against it?
2-4? Okay, Alexander. Anybody that's going to speak for it? Who's going to speak for it?
Me, Nancy.
Anybody? Okay, you're going to motivate. I'm trying to get some other people to motivate with you, okay? All right, so nobody else wants to speak.
Oh, okay, okay. Muscula
will speak for it as well.
Can I?
Okay, Muscula will speak for it as well. Any other folks want to speak for or against?
I'll speak against. This is Alex.
Great, Alex, we got you. Mr. Secretary, do we have all these?
And Benito as well is speaking for it.
Okay, we need 2, 4.
There's a Sam.
Yes.
I hear you, Serene.
Thank you, Robert Mark. I've been trying.
This is Sam.
How many people do we have for? And how many? We need 2 for and we need 2 against. Mr. Secretary, who's for and who's against? Can you read that back to me, please?
Sam against.
Mr. Secretary?
I've been trying to be recognized on this motion, both on the amendment and on the original motion, but amazingly, the chair seems to be unable to hear me.
Mr. Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Aki?
Aki?
I muted myself. Okay, so this is what we got. We got Nancy and either Muscula or Serene. I think Serene can be called Muscula again, for, and Alex and Sam against. I mean, yeah. So, okay, Nancy, I guess she's going to be motivating it. So, Nancy?
Okay, the problem with the motion, the way it was written, is that it's got that provision in there, which is, it's arbitrary. It allows the IED or the CFO to, you know, to forgive people arbitrarily. You know, that's the provision, you know. And because the timing of it is, like, in a month from now, they could use this to, like, go around and firing. It says termination in here. They can use it to go around firing people, right, from this motion. So that's basically what the original motion is. That's what I see is the purpose of this original motion, is to, to sanction firing people for not being able to be given 1 month notice to get all their central service payments paid back, not given credit for current central services when back central services have been being paid, and this is just totally arbitrary. As far as writing it at the last minute, I wrote this while you all were arguing over the minutes and the approval of the agenda. I did not bring this and hold it back at the last minute. I just saw this, and I was appalled at it, and I tried to amend it to. I agree that we should get the business manager, the general managers, to be better at doing these finances. I wholeheartedly agree with that part of this motion. The whereases are assumptions, and they're not true. They don't belong in this. They're not needed. They're insulting.
It's 2 minutes already.
And I just took them out.
Okay, Ms. Gordon, your time is up. Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. Gordon. Okay, thank you. It's been motivated by Ms. Sorden. Let's go for against.
The substitute motion has enough loopholes as to make the original motion meaningless. One of the loopholes is nothing goes into effect unless all costs needed to remain on the air so as not to be in violation of FCC rules. And then there's another escape clause that says only if a station has a minimum its own 20 per hour week minimum business manager will this stuff apply. And then there's another one that I find.
That's only fair.
And, Thank you. At the end, the substitute motion says, when CPB funding has been secured, allocated, and sent to it, and enforcement of this does not begin until CPB funding has been secured, allocated, and sent to the station. I find it ironic that the reason we don't have CPB funding is precisely because we have not been getting central service payments, and therefore the national
office has been secured. That's a lie. Not true.
Hang on. CPB hasn't been giving us money. So I really think that the substitute motion should be rejected in toto. And I do not appreciate that it was sent to us at the last minute. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we have...
I think it's Serene Roberts.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
Ms. Muscula.
Ms. Washington, go ahead. Thank you for the opportunity. I can basically speak for WPFW. We've made almost all of our central services payments in this fiscal year, but they are applied to the oldest payments that date back to previous management that did not do financial management well. The GM fixed our transmitter, which had been operating at 10% of power for many, many years. Now we are at 50,000 watts. We plan on, WPFW is planning to meet the budget, stay current with all bills, including central services. But when we send money to central services and that money for this fiscal year is applied to the old debt, what do we do with that? I mean, you know, that there's got to be some discussion about that. I don't think we can be held to such a strict management plan when the majority of our expenses were created with CPB funding as a significant part of our budget. We can't change what happened in the past to make it to try to make it up now. We need to investigate why the Pacifica National Office is millions of dollars in debt. The $800,000 less is less than a quarter of the debt Pacifica owes, not to mention the additional debt of WBIAI.
Five seconds.
We allow these debts to be incurred. And why did staff wait so long
for
the performance of these debts?
Okay, whoever is talking way too close to their mic.
Why hasn't the staff and the PNO taken action sooner to have the PNO raise additional funds outside of central services? Okay?
Time is up.
Okay. All right. Mansoor, you got to take your mouth off of the mic, please, because that is just like busting my eardrums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mansoor, turn your volume down, please. It's too loud. You're too far into it. Thank you so much. Okay. And Mr. Secretary, who's next on the stack to speak?
I think it was Sam.
Oh, is it Sam?
Yeah. So I will speak.
Final order of
motion.
Ms. Chair, this is Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz, go ahead.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. The function of speaking in favor or against a motion is something that pertains to the role of board members, not staff. And so, therefore, it is improper for Mr. Agarwal to be one of the speakers in favor or against any motion. I don't care what motion we're talking about. He's not supposed to be speaking in favor or against. When he speaks, he speaks as a member of the staff and as a foundation.
Well, not an officer of management. He's a member of management, executive management. That is correct, yes.
Right, but not as a, the board. And so this section here, okay.
Okay. Your point is very well taken, Mr. Diaz. Unfortunately, Mr. Agarwal, we can't have you speaking for or against this particular motion. This is definitely for members only, but we do appreciate you being on the call.
Point of order, Mr. Crozier.
Mr. Crozier, go ahead.
That's not correct. He's an officer of the board. He's the CFO. He has the right to speak.
He has the right to speak, but not as one of the motivators of the motion, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Crozier, and can you point to that in the bylaws just to make sure we're all on the same page?
It's in the section on officers. I'll look it up. But, yeah.
Point of view. Point of view.
Can I make a request, please? I don't want to speak. Can I make a request?
What is your request,
point
Mr. Agarwal?
Point of order?
Yeah. Mr. Crozier is very, very well aware of the thing, and he is a director, and he is also the IED. He can speak the facts, because the facts have to be presented before this body. So I don't mind not speaking.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Agarwal. Thank you very much.
This is great. If no one else wants to this is great. May I be on the set against this amendment, this substitute motion?
Yes.
If no one else wants to speak against it.
Okay, no problem. Mr. Secretary, can you please make note of that? One moment.
Since we had four, so yeah, we have one more against, so whoever is against this, because of that, I can speak.
Goodman, I have a point of information, a request for a point of information. Hello? We just blanked out.
What happened?
What happened? Nothing. So, anyway, so who's talking?
Madam Chair,
of information.
How many times do I need to ask for the floor?
Just a moment. Madam Chair has probably knocked herself off of the call, and
she'll be back
in a moment. It's easier than you think to knock yourself off. I've done it twice this evening. But she's back now, and here we go.
Hey, I got knocked off the call. Sorry about that, you guys. Okay, so we need that quote, Mr. Crozier, for the record, please.
Point of information, Madam Chair. How many times?
One moment. And that was in response to Mr. Diaz's comment, point of information in regards
to... That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you need to let me say it, because I'm the one that's chairing this meeting. Now, calm down. What do you need to talk about? What do you need to say? Go ahead, Ms. Castaneda.
You admonish me first, and then you give me the floor?
What do you need to say? You have the floor.
You are just a chair. You are a director like me. Try to be.
No, you're disrespecting this body by talking over me. Go ahead.
I'm asking, and you are not.
Okay, you know what? That's it. You're done.
Sabrina? Stop. Sabrina?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. So yes. We had two people speaking. So we had two people speaking for, and we need one more person again. So just whoever is, you designate, whoever volunteers to speak against you is one more.
Crozier for the stack.
Okay, we need one. Okay, so Mr. Crozier, you want to speak for it?
I'd like to speak against the Nancy's amendment or substitute. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Mr. Secretary, so please list the names of who's speaking two for, two against, who's speaking for, and who's speaking against for the record.
Well, the two for was Nancy and Mosqueda, and then against is Alex, and now Bill Closure.
Okay.
When someone motivates the motion, does that count as speaking to the motion? Or as speaking in support of the motion, or simply motivating the motion?
Point of order, the motion was motivated, and then the person motivated spoke again in favor of it.
Madam Chair, Mr. Steinberg was not recognized, and I'm asking you the question.
So the person that motivated Nancy is also the person that wrote the amendment as well. So
right, Madam Chair.
Motivator not down.
Madam Chair, may I clarify that point?
Do you have a point of order, Ms. Aaron? Do you have a point of order?
I do. I have a point of order. The original motion, we set up a special rule for this body, which was on every motion to have two for, two against. We did not say that we had somebody motivated as a fifth speaker. It was just simply two for and two against. In Robert's Rules of Order, the body can adopt a special rule. That was the special rule that we adopted. Only two for, two against. The four person also, one of those is the motivator, if they so choose. But it's not a motivator and then two for, two against. It's only two for, two against. That was our special rule that we adopted.
As the body of the P&D, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, it is correct.
All right, Mr. Secretary.
The bill closure.
Okay, I can speak?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, I understand Nancy's concerns, but, the problem is that we have this huge deficit. The national office needs money to survive. And saying that, yes, we've lost central CPB funds does not give us more money. It doesn't help the national office. It'd be nice to have somebody else raising money outside of central services. We don't have the funds to even hire somebody to do that. The money has to come from the stations. And when the stations are not paying their central services, it's strangling the national office. And that's when we have all this such problems. We had to do special fundraisers for, the audit and all this other kind of stuff. So, I'm opposed to the motion. I think the original motion is fine. We really need to somehow get the priority up so that the stations do pay their central services. It's part of the expenses of the station. It's part of operating. You can't just ignore that. It's like paying your light bill, because we gotta keep the national office going too. The national office provides payroll processing. It provides insurance. It provides what HR there is, and we're doing that. Even though we don't have a regular HR director, we have legal matters, lots of legal expenses. The money for that doesn't just magically fall out of the sky. It comes from central services, and it's a real problem. It's not fair to the stations that are paying central services to allow the others to continue to get by without doing it. And so we just get the idea is that this is to provide motivation so those stations can do what they need to do so they can pay all their bills, including the central services.
Okay,
I'm supporting the original motion.
So we're going to vote on Nancy Soren's amendment to the main motion. So I'm going to take a vote. Grace Allen?
Nancy Soren, point of information. Sorry, I was muted, but I have a point of I need information before I can vote on this.
I move to adjourn this meeting. It's midnight. I move to adjourn this meeting.
Well, we're voting on, we're at the end of the meeting, so we're going to vote on the Nancy's amendment. We're going to vote on the main motion because the time is out.
So Nancy Sullivan's motion, amendment.
I have a request for information, point of information.
We're in the middle of a vote. No, we're in the middle of a vote.
I have a point of information.
We're in the middle of a vote. There are no points of information.
Well, we debated the whole thing. So Grace Allen, this is on Nancy Sullivan's amendment. Can you vote on that? Grace Allen? Okay, I'll get back to you. Jonathan Alexander?
I'm sorry. I vote no on this substitute motion.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander?
No.
Okay. Alexander's no. David Beaton?
No.
Okay. Beaton is no. Jim Brown?
I vote yes.
Brown is yes. Adriana Kasanev? We get back to you. Do closure?
No.
No.
Do closure is no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Okay, Catherine Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Pass.
Sabrina Jacobs, pass. Ken Dorfer?
Pass.
Ken Dorfer, pass. Brother Mark?
No.
Brother Mark is no. Serene Roberts?
Pass.
Serene Roberts, pass. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Sabah is no. Nancy Sullivan?
Yes.
Sullivan is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Absolutely no.
Steinberg is no. And Tanaka is no. Temba, Chibanda?
Yes.
Temba is, Chibanda is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
Absolutely yes.
Mosquito is yes. Get back to Adriana Casanet.
I vote yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Casanet is yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
Sabrina Jacobs is... Sabrina?
No.
You said... Ken Lofa?
I'll go with no.
Both is no, and then Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene Roberts is yes. Okay.
Aki, this is Rhonda. Can you tell me how I voted?
Rhonda Garner, you had yes when you voted.
Okay. I meant to vote no.
Okay, I'll change it to you. No. All right. So it's 8 yes and 12 no. And so we got the main motion up. Yes? Okay. 8 yes and 12 no. And we'll go to the main motion. Okay.
So Nancy Sullivan, point of information.
What's your point of information, Sullivan?
Okay. So in this motion, it says that they have to pay their central services, and I want to know if we're going to continue to be marked as not paying our central services until all our back central services is paid up, and therefore we automatically, if we only make a payment and it gets credited to our back central services, we automatically are out of compliance. So I want to know, is that going to be the case? That's my question.
So point of order, Benito.
Hold on a second, Benito. You have to be on the stack. Point of order for Benito. Can you mark that down, Mr. Secretary? We do have Sam on the call still, do we? Or no? Or do we have...
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, can I clarify that point?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
go ahead. So there's no intention to kind of disqualify any station if they are paying central services. It's only accounting adjustment that goes for the back payments. We monitor the payments very carefully, and if they are currently paying the dues, then that's fine. We have no problem with that.
Okay, because in the finance meeting, I would just like you to clarify, because in the finance meeting, you said we had not been paying central services, when what had been happening was you were crediting our back central services, and you said we hadn't been paying any central services. So are you sure? Because are you sure that that's what you mean in this? In this motion, because
we
didn't say that.
We have discussed this many times, and I have clarified that we have to look at the total outstanding, which is about 250,000. So we need the bad dues also along with the current dues. We have not come up with a payment plan, but at least what we need at this time is that the station should make a good paid effort every month to pay this bill. And that's what we're asking for.
All right, we've had enough discussion on this. Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. We're in the middle of a vote. We're in the middle of a vote. We just voted on the amendment. Now we have to go to the actual motion that was put forth by Mr. Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg, can you put through the motion? So go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. This is turning to I have a point of order earlier.
We only had one.
The writer of the amendment.
Okay.
The writer of the amendment. The writer of the amendment needed clarity from the CFO. So go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
So, anyway, this is Benito, and I asked for a point of order a little while ago.
We're in the middle of a vote.
Ms. Chair, I'm asking.
You're asking for what?
I'm asking a question about the vote.
Okay, what's your question about the vote? And please take your mouth away from the mic so everybody can understand what you're saying, including me. Now, what's your question? Go ahead, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. So I just wanted the secretary to repeat the vote on this, Yeah. Well, the vote on the Nancy Soto's amendment to the main motion was 8 yes and 12 no, and now we're going to the main motion.
Okay.
Well, that's just it. That's just the point. If the vote on the substitute was 8 yes and 4 no, then the substitute becomes the main motion. So that is what we now vote on as the main motion.
No, it was rejected.
So, okay, go ahead. Okay,
talking about
the main motion. Grace,
Madam Chair,
Grace, Benito. Only if the substitute gets the vote, then it gets voted as the main. If the substitute does not get the main, then we vote on the main motion. So that's what we're doing on the main motion.
Mr. Secretary said that the vote was 8 yes, 4 no. That means the yeses have it.
8 yes and 12
point of,
no.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
8 yes and 12 no. All right.
Thank you. That was my question. No, that was my question. I just wanted to hear him state it again because I thought maybe he stated it in reverse. Yes is and no's. Thank you.
Madam Chair, again, Fondegard, I need to ask Sam.
Okay, so what does this mean, Mr. Secretary? Hold on, Ms. Garner. Hold on. Mr. Secretary, so Nancy's amendment passed. Is that what you're saying?
No, it did not.
Nancy's
motion,
okay, so
it was 8 years, so it did not, so going to the main motion because it's not passed.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
You sound like you're saying 4 no. Say it clearly. 12 no. And 8 yeah. Yes.
8 yes.
It sounds like
no.
4. 12 no. Good.
12. Okay. So break down on the main motion, please.
Yes.
Okay. So Grace is yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Pass.
Pass on. So David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Adriana Casanet? Okay, get back to you. Bill Folger?
Yes.
Soldiers, yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine Davis is no. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner?
Madam Chair, I requested a question of Sam before I could vote on the main motion. I don't know if you heard me. It was a very chaotic vote and amendment. I need
oh, my God. Okay. 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 So, all right. So Jen Goodman?
A vote.
Okay. I didn't
What's
get
that?
A response.
We're
Jen Goodman?
A vote.
Jen Goodman?
Yes, I'm great. Okay, Aaron. Okay.
Yeah, this is, what's that?
I said we're voting on Grace's motion from the...
We're voting on the main motion for the Finance Committee.
Okay, so my vote is yes.
Okay, good one is yes. Okay, Selena Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Wolfer?
A pass.
Okay, Wolfer passes. Brother Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Pass. Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
Yes.
I said no.
Sabah is yes. Serene, you say no? Okay, I'll get back to you. And no. Okay, Serene is, Roberts is no. Nancy Thornton?
No.
Jordan is no. Steinberg? Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka votes yes. Temba? Shivanda?
Yes. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Muscular Washington? Temba is no.
Muscular
Washington?
No.
Muscular is what? Okay. And I'll get by Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan?
I vote yes.
You vote what?
No, I abstain.
You abstain? Okay. Jonathan abstains. Okay. So go back to Rhonda, Donald.
So I'm not allowed to ask my question?
We're in the middle of the vote, so.
Okay, yeah, I'm over everyone, so I couldn't hear the answer, just like I couldn't hear the answer just now. Madam Chair, could you answer me, please? Or pardon me.
Well, we stop it.
What?
Ms. Garner, if other people are being muted because they're interrupting the vote, you would be no exception. It's not a talk on the East Coast.
Pardon me. I'm asking you to make...
We're in the middle of a vote. You have to ask yes, no, no. I cannot make an exception. Absolutely not. Not under these circumstances. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Are you voting yes?
Okay.
Are you voting no? Are you abstaining or are you... Present not voting.
I can't comment or vote. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
She's president,
Kim
not
Walker?
Voting. Are you president not voting?
Kim?
She's president not voting.
And Lauper.
Okay.
Yes.
Huh? What's that? All right. So, Adriana? Adriana Castanet?
Can you hear me? No.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay, I got it.
No.
Okay, so it's the vote is 10 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention, and 1 not voting.
I call the orders of the
Madam
day.
Madam Chair, I move to adjourn.
I call the orders of the day.
Madam Chair.
Orders of the day. Orders of the day. Orders of the day. Orders of the day. Go ahead.
What are you yelling for?
What is our time? Oh, that's all you respond to.
Madam Chair,
anybody second? Orders of the day. What is the time? What is the time? Time.
Are we
done with the agenda, Mr. Secretary? Are we done with the agenda, Mr. Secretary?
We're not done with it. We're past the agenda.
We got a board call for the orders of the day.
Trying to get your attention.
I second the motion to adjourn.
I hear Adriana in the background.
Someone just called for the orders of the day, which takes precedent over everything else.
Which was seconded.
And it was seconded.
That means
that we have to... What does that mean, Jonathan?
If you're going to go to orders of the day, it means that we'll have to vote on the remaining motions.
Mr. Secretary?
Do we vote on this? Orders of the day? Yes.
What are the remaining motions, Mr. Secretary?
Ms. Chair, this is a point of order.
We had a call for the orders of the day. I'm waiting on the secretary, so all that's going to have to hold.
Is it that you can't hear, Adriana, or that you refuse to acknowledge?
What about my motion a long time ago to adjourn the meeting?
Mr. Secretary, the call for the orders of the day takes precedent over everything else. Mr. Secretary?
So what are we doing? On the information.
Crazy.
Timber, why does everyone get to talk but Adriana?
Well, Chair.
You have to vote on orders of the day.
Sabrina, did you ask any objections to it?
Yeah.
Are there any objections to the orders of the day?
Yeah.
Objections.
Objections. It's a German time.
Okay. All right.
You can't object to the order of the day.
I don't have my Roberts rules in front of me, so let's go ahead.
We passed already 7 minutes. Yeah, German.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order. This is Jonathan.
And so do I, Ms. Chair, like 5 minutes ago. Benito.
I relinquish. You know what? To close this meeting, I'm going to go ahead and relinquish. Go ahead.
I definitely wasn't trying to take over. However, what I was going to state is that I believe that the motion to adjourn supersedes the orders of the day. I could sit here and look it up. So we could just it's not debatable, so we'll have to vote on it. And then, of course, if the motion to adjourn gets voted down, then we'll go back to the orders of the day, unless I'm
point of order
seems to be the proper
course. It's on German time.
I'm still trying to explain. And those who are fighting for adjournment time, you are preaching to the choir because I'm for adjournment. So please don't interrupt me unless you just don't want to adjourn. I'm just stating my beliefs. I'm just trying to help the chair out. Unless someone disagrees, I think that means that we have
point
to vote on adjournment.
Point of order.
Sabrina?
What is your point of order? What is your point of order? Mr.
My point of order is that Jonathan is absolutely correct, except for the person who made the motion to adjourn was not acknowledged by the chair, whereas the orders of the day motion, you don't need acknowledgement from the chair. So unless the chair wants to recognize somebody that wants to make a motion to adjourn, I think you're stuck with orders of the day.
But you still have to vote on orders of the day, and it requires 2/3 vote.
Sorry.
We went through
that before. Saying that we vote on orders of the day, and then we vote on.
Point of order, Ms. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Diaz.
Sabrina?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just trying to clarify what I thought Nancy was saying, just to be clear. She's saying that we would need to vote on whether or not to call the orders of the day, and then if it passed, we could vote on the orders of the day, and so on. And then the motion to adjourn, because you didn't recognize her, and I guess Bob Mark was probably right on that.
Can we all just hang up?
Trying to be helpful.
Sorry, do we need to spend 5 minutes deciding how to get out of it?
I don't know who would disagree with that.
It's Phil Crozier.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
All
right.
For the stack.
Benito had the floor at some point. Yeah, go ahead and continue.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. It is incorrect to say that Masquila was not recognized. Masquila made her motion over a half hour, 45 minutes ago, and she was told to wait. And so we proceeded with, I think it was a vote that we were getting ready to start or something. And so we went through all that. Then we went through two or three other votes. And now we get to past 12 o'clock. And now she repeated her request at the same time that someone else called for orders of the day. But in any case, it's 12:22. We are past bedtime, at least here on the East Coast. And so
we are not on the stream. We are taking off the stream already.
Oh, well, that's an additional point.
We're voting to adjourn.
No, we are on the stream.
Yes, to adjourn. No, to not adjourn. Mr. Secretary, go ahead, please.
How can we have a vote? We have a standing rule.
Because
the chair has stated that we're going to a vote.
We're going to go to a vote to adjourn. Do you want to stay on the phone all night? I mean, you just made a very valid point, Mr. Diaz. It's a rhetorical question. Don't answer it. Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Does anybody object to adjourning?
I object.
Are there any objections?
Okay.
I object.
All right. There's the objection. Okay, so this is the board on adjournment. Grace Allen? Yes is to adjourn, no is not to adjourn. So, Jonathan? Alessandra?
What am I voting on? Sorry.
We're voting on whether to adjourn. Yes is to adjourn. No is not to adjourn.
I pass.
You pass. Okay, Jonathan? Okay,
get back to me.
Okay. David Beaton?
I vote yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
I vote yes.
Jim Brown is yes. Adriana? Kessina?
Yes.
Cousin is yes. Bukoja?
Yes.
Porges, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito? Yes.
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garland?
Yes.
Rhonda is yes. Jan Goodwin? Is that you? Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
What's that? Sabrina?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Jacobs is yes. Ken Wolford?
Pass.
Pass. Wolford is pass. Robert Monk? Get back to you. Serene Roberts? Okay, get back to you.
The farce ends as a farce.
Yes, yes. Okay, yes. Nancy Sullivan? Okay, get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay, Steinberg is no. Tanaka is yes. Tanda, Shivanda?
Yes.
Tanda, Shivanda is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
Yes.
Mosquito is yes, okay. Grace Allen?
Abstained.
Okay, you're just abstained. Jonathan?
I vote no.
You vote no. All right. And Jan Goodman? Okay. Good. Get back to you. Robert Mark? Ken Wolfer?
No.
Okay. Ken Wolfer is no. Robert Mark?
I already voted okay. Yes once.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Didn't catch it. Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts? Okay, Nancy Sullivan?
Yes.
Nancy Sullivan is yes. Okay. So right now, I have 14 yes, 3 no, and 1 abstention.
Madam Chair, you still there?
So I don't have a vote from Jan Goodman and Serene Roberts. Jan Goodman?
It looks to me like Jan Goodman may have dropped off.
Okay, she dropped off. Okay, but Serene Roberts? How about Serene Roberts? Okay, she's not voting. All right. So 14 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention, and 1 not voting, and 1 left. All right.
Okay.
Madam Chair, you still there?
Thank you.
As you said, we're adjourned. Yes, we're adjourned. Thank you.